Welcome back to In Depth, my friends. This is Ian Sorensen, still your host, and for my second and final interview of a wonderful array of ladies in the studio, Allison Edwards and Helen Leadholm with the American Heart Association. And it's the month for it, isn't it, Allison?
It is. February is American Heart Month.
And well, people need to get that in their heads because there's a lot of important issues involved with the heart, and it's good to get the word out, which is why I have you lovely people in the studio.
Absolutely.
So what's going on? I mean, I'm just going to ask you generally, American Heart Association, what's been happening? I guess especially in our neck of the woods.
Yeah. So throughout the entire month of February, the American Heart Association does a ton of outreach into the community. We have several different activities that we do. One of my favorite is our Little Hats, Big Hearts, where we have had over 900 hats knitted for infant babies that are born in the month of February.
Wow.
And that is to help raise awareness about congenital heart defects, as well as just inspiring families to start their kids off with a nice heart, healthy life.
Right. And that's, that's the center of your being. So
yeah.
I feel like we need to stress it as much. And I've had a lot of health issues that I've talked about on this program, and I don't think I've hit the heart as much as I should have. So what's been, are there any trends happening currently in the United States? I know a lot of things are big issues, diabetes and so on, and that takes a toll on your heart. So
absolutely.
What's been happening?
Well, I mean, heart disease and stroke are our number one killer.
Right.
And one of the things we like to say is, if your heart healthy, you're healthy.
Right.
So if you are taking all of the steps that we talk about to take care of your heart, eating right, exercising, reducing your stress, you're just overall going to be a healthier human being. So we've been doing all kinds of different outreach this month. We had a big Love Your Heart celebration out at Meadowood Mall where we did blood pressure checks. We also have our Por Tu Corazon program where we do some Hispanic outreach and take all of our materials out into the community in Spanish. So wonderful things. And one of the biggest things is we kicked off Heart Month at the Nevada basketball game.
Really?
And they went red. You should see my air quotes, you know, as red as Nevada can go. But it was amazing. The coaches and players wore these great T-shirts that said, "Even a blue nation has a red heart."
Oh, that's nice.
And it was a nationally televised game, too. So
Wow. Just
it was really, really wonderful. And our biggest event that we do in the month of February is our Go Red for Women campaign.
Right.
And our Go Red for Women luncheon, which is coming up on Friday the 23rd. And Helen Leadholm from St. Mary's is our chair of the event this year. And we have some really fun things happening with it.
Wonderful. And then let's shoot it over to you. Helen, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you for coming in. And what do you got to say? What do you got to say about this event coming up, and especially with your work involved with St. Mary's?
So, you know, heart health and everything that goes with that, we see that at St. Mary's every day.
Right.
Both in the hospital as well as in our clinics, our urgent care, our medical group. And as Allison said, if your heart healthy, you're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was asked to chair the luncheon this year, I was really honored. And I have been involved with the Heart Association luncheon for the past 5 or 6 years. And this year, have a great group of women, and we work together on trying to figure out a little bit of a different theme.
Right.
So our theme this year is a different beat.
Okay.
And the different beat for us this year means that, yes, focus on all of the things that we all know that we should do, eat healthy, exercise, you know, check your triglycerides and your all of the numbers, your blood pressure and your cholesterol and all of those things. But what we also, and I think maybe more as women forget, is what's inside.
Mm-hmm.
So we are focusing on a different beat, looking inside, mindfulness, being able to relax, meditation, light yoga. We're going to have one of the folks from St. Mary's. She's a doctor of oriental medicine. She's going to do acupuncture.
Oh, wow.
So it really is taking it in a bit of a different direction, putting a different beat to this luncheon. And I'm really excited about it.
Wonderful. So how long has this luncheon been going on? I mean, you've had various themes. Allison, if you want to jump in on this one. This is your big event this month. How long has it been going on?
So this is the 14th year of the luncheon. It's one of the biggest events in town. We anticipate 650 to 700 or to 700 people attend.
Wow.
About 90% of them are women.
Good.
Everybody wears red. It's a really amazing energy. And I like to say that when you come to the luncheon, you're going to laugh, you're going to cry, you're going to be inspired. You kind of feel all of those emotions. We share local stories of survivors that are really inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
But we also want to give people the tools to do something to make a change. And that's why I think this year's theme is so wonderful, because we have been kind of beating that eat right, exercise, know your numbers drum for 14 years, which is so important. Of course, that's
the
cornerstone of our health.
Yeah.
But talking about slowing down and meditating and mindfulness, even though it's a huge buzzword right now, it's not something that we're very good at incorporating into our lives.
That's true, especially women.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you
we do it all.
You do, exactly. And coming from a man, a straight white man, I might add, it probably doesn't have as much oomph. But I do have to say, you're just constantly moving more than we lazy dudes
are. We take it all on. And that's really why Go Red for Women started and why it was so successful, is because even though it's our number one risk, more women die of heart disease than all cancers combined.
Wow.
One woman every 80 seconds will die of heart disease. Women weren't identifying it as their number one risk factor, and 80% of it's preventable. It's what we're doing to ourselves. So by attending the luncheon and inspiring women to make changes, we're changing lives and allowing women the space to talk about how to improve their health, and take the time to do that.
All right. Beautiful. And well, let's get the details in people's heads: where, when, how, that sort of thing. So this event is happening. Where is it going to be?
It's at the Downtown Reno Ballroom on Friday, February 23rd. As Helen mentioned, we have some amazing workshops that we're doing before the event on acupressure, meditation, mindfulness. So we've added a really fun educational component to the event this year as well. So we're opening the doors at 9:15. The actual luncheon starts at 11:30 and goes until 1:30. So it's a long day, but Go Red for Women is all about empowering women to take time for themselves, and this is the perfect space to do that.
Definitely. And it's going to really, I think, give a sense of camaraderie. Like people
Absolutely.
Don't feel like they're alone with their health issues or what have you.
Absolutely.
Very cool. So people can get tickets to this event? How does that work?
They can. Tickets are $150, and they can be purchased by calling our office at 322-7065 or going to our website, renogoredluncheon.com.
All right. Very cool. Helen Leadholm, let's have you back in here. What are you excited about with this luncheon? I mean, I think Allison kind of hit it on the head, but I want to hear your thoughts, too.
Yeah, Allison really did hit it on the head. But I am really excited about the fact that we are starting with the workshops early.
Right.
This will be a Go Red for Women day like it always is, but we're asking women to show up in more casual wear, so that they can participate in the yoga and the meditation and still wear red. But, you know, if possible, come with some kind of easy clothing so you can move around. We're still going to have our fun purse auction, which everybody loves every year.
Oh, actually, take me through that. I want to know more about that.
Okay. So I think Allison's going to have to jump in here also, but every year companies and individuals are challenged to put together a purse that is either just a purse, but more often these days it's a bag or a purse with a lot of stuff in it.
Right.
And it's a silent auction. And so everybody has an opportunity to bid on the purses before the lunch.
Okay.
And we all walk around, you know, looking at the one we really want.
Very cool. Yeah, so that's a very cool idea. That's been going on pretty much at this event every year.
It has. It's kind of morphed over the years into having these big themed bags. And some of them are we always try to get them to go along with our theme, too. So you'll see lots of yoga experiences and things of that nature.
So it's not just like kind of random prizes. The prizes are very much lending themselves to the theme.
Yeah, or at least to improving your heart health. And that could be something like a spa day or a night out on the town with your loved one or your girlfriends. I mean, that's all important to our heart, too.
Definitely. All right. Well, while I have you here, are there any other major events that are coming up in the next few months or even in the next year that you wouldn't mind touching on for a second?
Sure. I mean, the American Heart Association engages our community throughout the year.
Yeah, I imagine you would.
And so in April, we have National Walking Day. It's kind of, you know, snow is, not that we have any snow this year.
Right. Literally once.
I know.
On the valley floor.
Snow has melted. You know, we're encouraging everyone to start getting out there, getting outside. Our next big fundraiser is our Heart Ball, and that is in June at Ranchera. Very exciting event. September, we have our Heart Walk, where we encourage companies and teams to form, and that's really our big community event where we encourage families to get out there and exercise together and think about your heart health. Those are kind of our three cornerstone events, and we kick it off 2018 with our Go Red Luncheon and next week.
Very cool. Yeah. So let's get the information again. People can find tickets to the event online, right?
Yes.
Like you mentioned. And what is the website again? Sorry.
RenoGoRedLuncheon.com is it com or org?
It's org.
Org.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, it's all right.
.org.
.org. Very cool. And then is there even a link to that through the American Heart Association website? Or
there is. And you can search for our local Northern Nevada page and find the links through that as well.
Very cool. So Allison Edwards, Helen Leadholm, anything you guys want to mention that I didn't touch on for this interview? You go right ahead.
I think we covered most of it. I think the one thing that sometimes we forget when we talk about heart health is that it's heart and vascular health.
Right.
And another issue that hits women a lot is stroke. And so we are trying to make women, families, everybody aware of the signs and symptoms of stroke. And so that goes hand in hand with the heart. So it's cardiovascular health we're looking at.
Okay. Very cool. And keep that in your heads. All right. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Of course.